In the last part of God's Secrets today, we talked about the status of the church today and compared it with the first churches 2000 years ago. And we could see that things are completely different today as it was 2000 years ago. So there's something wrong. And we can claim two sentences. The first one is, the Bible describes the Christianity of 2000 years ago. And the second sentence is, the Christianity we see today is completely different. And the logical conclusion out of these two sentences is at least one of these two situations is wrong. That's obvious. Now it's up to prove which of these two situations is true and which is really a wrong picture that we have, or even a misleading thing. Therefore, we need a real provable object out of Christianity, something that can be proven, maybe scientifically, or surely enough, also by non-believers. Christianity includes many facts. For example, the belief and faith in Jesus Christ, the belief in an invisible world, in a spiritual world, kinds of worship and praising the Lord, health, healing, signs and wonders, the status of our soul, moral standards, sin, addictions, then on the other side, repentance and forgiveness, or things like compassion, honor, justice, and having a kind of culture of honor, values, and not to forget one, inner peace. Well, these are soft skills, soft arguments. Is there an aspect that can be proven also from non-believers? Yes. Let's have a look at health and healing, maybe together with signs and wonders. And health and healing is, by the way, also one of the biggest aspects in our human life. Let's now try to prove if the claim about supernatural healing, signs and wonders by Christians 2000 years ago, or the obvious non-existence of any kind of supernatural healings from Christians today, is the truth. What kind of results can we expect? A. If today, worldwide, there are no supernatural healing signs and wonders made by Christians, this does not tell anything about what has happened 2000 years ago, if they existed there or not. And B, if the ancient supernatural healing signs and wonders can be performed by Christians who live today, and it can be proven, then the Bible is right, and we have a real wrong picture of Christianity today. When we talk about proofs, we also have to talk about how complete is a proof. Let's have a look at physicists. When a physicist can prove the existence of one elementary particle or one black hole, for example, then the existence of all of them is proven. And from that moment on, scientists now predict the existence of them everywhere. For example, they know that black holes are not only in our galaxy, they are also in all other galaxies. So they look for them, they search them, and they find them. Let us search. Let us search for something that can be proven. Examples of supernatural healings, signs, and wonders. Maybe we find much more than we think we may believe. What are these supernatural healings, signs, and wonders that the first Christians performed and the first churches performed 2000 years ago? That's easy to find. We only have to go and walk chapter by chapter through the book of Acts. There were the first Christians after Jesus standing alone on earth, performing the work they had to do. And when we read it sentence by sentence, the whole book of Acts is completely filled with these healing signs and wonders. So, where should we start? Let's start in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's directly the beginning of the book of Acts in Acts 2, verse 4. And they all were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's take another example. It's in 1 Corinthians 12, 28. What is this speaking in tongues? What is described here the first time in the book of Acts, right at the beginning? 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles and gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Various kinds. Not only one kind of tongues. Let's go a little bit deeper into that. What are different kinds of tongues? 1 Corinthians 13, 1. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels. So here it is. Tongues of men and tongues of angels. These are two different levels of speaking in tongues. Is that all? No. There's another one. It is described in Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. That's another level. And even more, let's look into 2 Corinthians 12, 4. Versions of speaking in tongues. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. So he was caught up in heaven. In the body or out of the body he didn't know, is described in the sentence before. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. So there is a kind of speaking in heaven that is even more strange for humans. Speaking in tongues. Is there a scientific proof that something like this exists? Have a look at this movie.
Thanks for watching our internet edition of Nightline. I'm Martin Bashir. Today we examine the Christian practice of speaking in tongues. Those outside the church often say it's nothing more than gibberish, but some Christians claim that it's the purest form of prayer beyond the constraints of normal language. Nightline's Vicky Mabry reports on the science of speaking in tongues.
It is an ancient practice mentioned in the Bible. St. Paul called it speaking in the tongues of angels. Jesus' apostles were first said to do it at Pentecost. Most people call it speaking in tongues.
There's a vast number of people out there that because they did not personally experience it or have been taught against it all their lives, there's no way they have an ability to embrace it. So that's common. We're still mocked and made fun of.
That's not stopping Pastor Jerry Stoltzfus or others in his congregation at the Freedom Valley Worship Center in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, from using what they say is a God-given gift.
It's almost as if I'm able to tap into God's heart and what he wants.
I get goosebumps, actually.
You can feel him all around you, and you can feel him speaking through the words that you're saying.
It almost sounds like a foreign language, but actually, Those who speak in tongues are not saying anything in any known language.
With the gift of tongues, I can trust the Holy Spirit to figure out what needs to be healed. He will use what sounds like gibberish, like any other language sounds like gibberish. He will interpret that for his purposes and his uses.
We say things in our own English language, but speaking in tongues is a heavenly language that we're going to God and Jesus intercedes for us.
They say they have no control over what comes out of their mouths and that the Holy Spirit is speaking through them.
Do you hear yourself?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I think I sound like a total idiot.
It's almost all in yellows and red here.
At the University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Andrew Newberg is looking for an explanation for what most regard as unexplainable.
I mean, it's not language. It's not regular language, at least, that would normally activate the frontal lobe.
Newberg is exploring the relationship between faith and science, studying what happens in the brain during the deepest moments of faith.
If we're really going to look at this very, very powerful force in human history of religion and spirituality, I think we really have to take a look at how that affects our brain, what's changing or turning on or turning off in our brain.
They're going to go around very fast right now.
He's recently published a study of Americans speaking in tongues. Remarkably, he discovered that what's happening to them neurologically looks a lot like what they say is happening to them spiritually.
Let's make sure we got your whole head in there.
We asked Pastor Jerry Stoltzfus to come to the university to have his brain scanned while he speaks in tongues. This way, we could see the experiment in action.
I don't think faith is anything to be afraid of from science. Science validates faith, so bring it on. Whatever the facts are, bring it on.
Just go ahead and you can begin prayer. And
first, he's told to pray in English.
Father, I pray for each of the family members involved in this study. Grant them what they are looking for in their personal lives, for their vision and their potential.
Then he's told to speak in tongues.
This is the first scan when he was in prayer, speaking in English. This is the second scan when he is praying in tongues.
Pastor Stoltzfus's scan showed that his frontal lobe, the part of the brain that controls language, was active when he prayed in English. But for the most part, it fell quiet when he prayed in tongues.
When they're actually engaged in this whole very intense spiritual practice, religious practice for them, their frontal lobes tend to go down in activity. But I think it's very consistent with the kind of experience that they have, because they say that they're not in charge. It's the voice of God, it's the Spirit of God that's moving through them.
Dr. Newberg says the results were even more dramatic on subjects who were scanned without a Nightline crew in the room and who were not speaking in tongues on demand, as Jerry Stoltzfus had done. Study participants like Donna Morgan first listened to music, then went to where the Spirit took them.
When I heard about the study, I already knew within my spirit that it was going to be proven that there's a part of our brain that we have no control, that when the Holy Ghost is interceding for us, we're out of control.
In earlier studies, Dr. Newberg looked at what happens in the brains of Buddhist monks meditating and Franciscan nuns praying. And it was noticeably different from what happens to tongue speakers.
That's in fairly stark contrast to the people who are like the Buddhists and the Franciscan nuns who are in prayer, because they are very intensely focused. And in those individuals, the frontal lobes actually increased activity.
But Dr. Newberg isn't out to prove or disprove anything. He can tell you what happens in the brain, not why.
The gray area where fact meets faith.
So what was proven scientifically about speaking in tongues? First point, speaking in tongues does not use the human speech center in the brain. So these people speak, and that's proven, in a supernatural way. Point two that is proven, other religious practices need the speech center of their brain fully, even more than normal speaking, so they do not go into the supernatural. Point three, proof number three, this fact fits exactly to all testimonies from those who speak in tongues who tell you that their mind is completely free when they speak in tongues. They can think at whatever they like. It is definitely not them who speak. One point to prove is the following. Is it really the Holy Spirit? Is it God's Spirit who speaks? That cannot be seen in any kind of medical instrument, but this is still provable because during praying in tongues, the prayers often get information about the future or words of knowledge about other people that they could never reach from other people or know at all. So that's a kind of prophecy coming through speaking in tongues. Knowledge of God coming through speaking in tongues. More about that in the chapter Prophecy. It's coming later. About the completeness of this proof, it's like with the physicists. Only one elementary particle, only one proven black hole proves the existence of all of them. And the fact today is, we have not only one or two Christians, but worldwide there are more than 50% of Christians who have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit and who speak in tongues. As we have shown in the movie, in the introduction, as you can see again.
The great event that was about to take place in Smith Wigglesworth's life was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In 1904, 5, and 6, the Great Azusa Street Revival had taken place in Los Angeles. It is the birthplace of the modern Pentecostal movement. Today, the largest Protestant group of Christians in the world are Pentecostals. So in less than 150 years, the Pentecostal people that believe in speaking in tongues, divine healing, deliverance, and that you can hear God's voice yourself today is the largest Protestant group of Christians in the world. This was a new thing that was spreading around the world at this time. Wigglesworth had embraced the divine healing message, but he did not embrace the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Then in the 80s, the Lord adds to the release of the devotional prayer language of tongues. I mean, this is it's sweeping all over Asia, South America, all over Africa. This charismatic movement far eclipses the Pentecostal denominations. It's sweeping all over the world. Do you know that right now there are more believers in the earth who believe in the ministry of the Spirit in the way that we understand that for the first time in history than believers who are against it? For 2,000 years, the majority of the believers have said, bah humbug to it. They go, we don't believe in all that stuff. Most of the key leaders, we don't really go there. Right now, in the last decade or two, the first time in history, besides the book of Acts, where the majority of every born-again believer, if you count them all up in the world, the majority believe in signs and wonders and visions in the prophetic. Now, in the Western world is where kind of all the stuck-in-the-mud folks are, the most of them, but in the world, in the global picture, It's a massive thing. The Lord's doing it.
Mike Bickle said, the Lord will make it. And not only he says it. Those awakened Christians are baptized in the Holy Spirit and they act like the first apostles, like the first churches. The sign of speaking in tongues is the biblical proof of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Both is daily life with today Christians. So, proven is for the theme baptism in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, the case B, as listed up at the beginning. If the ancient supernatural healing signs and wonders can be fulfilled also by Christians today, and this can be proven, well then, the Bible is correct, and we have a real wrong image of Christianity today. Let's come to the next example of supernatural signs and wonders in the book of Acts. It's the healing of people who are blocked, who are lame. Let's have a look, therefore, in Acts 3:2. So we are still at the beginning of the book of Acts. It comes sentence by sentence. And a man, lame from birth, was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms for those entering the temple. And let's jump to verse 6. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Okay, let's have a look at another example. Again, book of Acts, a bit further, Acts 9:33. There he found a man named Aeneas, bedridden for 8 years, who was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you, rise and make your bed. And immediately he rose. And all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Do we have proofs of supernatural healings of lame people? Have a look what happens on the street in the following movie.
He said, go tell John the things that you see and hear. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Whew. Come here, Pastor. Come here. Is that your wife? Please bring your wife. Power of God is all over this sister right now. She normally has no feelings, but she can feel our hands on her legs, and she's had no feeling in her legs. Can Pastor tell them what's happened?
The power of God, something is taking place right now, and the Spirit of God is upon Delia.
Feeling your hands on my legs.
Before?
No. I could feel sensation before, but I couldn't feel actual feeling.
This dear sister has nerve damage, and the Lord is restoring the sensation in her legs. Keep worshiping. Come on.
My sister, today in the service, you're in a wheelchair. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
You've had the condition for 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years, yeah.
And you had a paralysis down which side of your body?
The right side of my body.
And that would stop you from walking, is that right?
From walking, and even from seeing. Even from seeing my right eye was also.
So even your vision was affected?
Yeah.
What happened to you today?
I can't tell. I haven't got words to describe.
A friend said to her, listen, I'd love for you to come, but there's no tickets. Because we had to have tickets because it was so full. But the lady said, I'm coming anyway. I want a miracle. How many know when you press into the presence of God, miracles happen? This woman earlier today had to be lifted out of the chair to try and get her in the hotel.
Even in the hotel, the women, they were so surprised.
Where's your wheelchair? In your boot? Give Jesus a mighty shout. You know, my sister, you look even better today than you did yesterday. You're getting stronger and stronger. Now, when they brought this precious lady, they had to literally lift her out of the chair and try and get her in the hotel. But the hotel was not wheelchair friendly, so they were trying to carry her up the stairs. What have those hotel people been saying today?
A Muslim lady has received Jesus today. She gave a laugh.
Oh, come on. Come on. Woo! I feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
What you can do now? Sister, do like this.
I couldn't do this. I would have screamed out the whole place doing that. Oh, glory be to His name.
Hoe lang heeft u niet gelopen, meneer?
10 jaar niet gelopen.
10 jaar niet gelopen.
Mooi, hè? Fantastisch, toch?
Ik was nog klein toen ik wist dat hij ging lopen.
Wat zeg je?
Ik was nog heel klein toen ik met hem ging lopen.
Ja, echt. Ja. Oh. Hij was 13.
Hij was 3 dus. Toen is hij...
Ja.
Wow.
Jezus! Ja, wat heb ik nog? Ik heb spierziekte. Nou, dan gaan we voor bidden. Maar waar zit het? Ja, het hele lichaam. Nou, toen gingen ze dus voor me bidden. Er waren 4, 5 mensen of zo die voor me gingen bidden. Toen voelde ik iets kraken in mijn rug. Toen kon ik dus staan en lopen. Nou, ik wacht, de dokter komt, ik zit. Hij zegt, hé meneer Eckelboom, alles goed? Ik zeg, prima. Wat hoor ik? Dus ik ga staan. Hij zegt, wat is er gebeurd? Ik zeg, moet je niet aan mij vragen. Ik zeg, moet je aan God boven vragen. Hij zegt, nou, ik mag je feliciteren. Hij zegt, Ik hoop dat het goed blijft gaan. Tot nu toe, het is nu oktober en 8 juni is dit gebeurd. Dus het is 4 maanden waarschijnlijk. Ja, 4 maanden geleden. En het gaat hartstikke goed.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, no more weakness, no more pain, no more difficulty, no more, no more. Perfected. Awesome. Come.
Please wait.
I can't believe it. You just can't believe this. This has been going on for 2 years.
Let it never come back. I seal you now with the spirit and the blood of Jesus Christ. Perfected by grace, covered by his
just
blood.
For me.
Just for you. That's why he died, just for you. I watch it fall down to the ground, cut off the things that weighed me down. There's nothing left I'm trying to hide. Living life now, feeling free inside.
Today, just about every charismatic person prays for the sick, and you see healings and miracles all over the world.
We're seeing whole denominations where thousands, if not some case now, millions have been empowered by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Quiet every life-threatening storm. He had a different role than what the church does right now. Right now, the church tends to want to point to the faults of a city or a nation.
There's another testimony coming up. Our walls are full of testimonies. Many times I walk under these crutches when I pray, and I look up and I think every one of them was a hopeless case. So why not us? I'm not a hopeless case. We've got God, and He will make His promises sure.
Share your testimony, and then you pray for them. Believe that when you put your hand on people, pray. And you know, I'm talking with such confidence. Guess how long I've been doing this?
Today.
Oh. Today is my first day I'm healing people. I'm praying for healing today. Come on, all come together. Watch what's happening. You're going to see what God's going to do today.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Who wants to come first? Who's got a problem?
No, really.
You've got it right now.
Come on,
you got blisters.
Okay,
you got pain in that ankle?
No, on my foot. Like I've
on
just
your
got
foot?
Blisters everywhere. I don't think that really matters though.
Be healed in Jesus' name. How do you feel? Move your leg.
Oh my God. No, I don't feel anything.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel anything.
On a scale of 1 to 10, do you feel any pain?
Only 2. Probably.
Okay, let's pray again. Bones come into alignment, be healed in Jesus' name.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
It is. Isn't Jesus awesome? He's amazing, isn't he? Absolutely.
No, thank you so much.
You sure? You're not just saying this to please me?
No, being legit. I can actually walk.
Fantastic. Walk and show me. Come on, walk.
Oh,
no pain at all?
No pain at all.
Fabulous. Praise Jesus.
Praise him.
Who's the next? Move it around and see what kind of pain you have.
Yeah, I've got pain.
Okay. Ankles, be healed in the name of Jesus. Move your ankle.
Oh, that feels weird.
Come on, walk a little bit.
What the?
Isn't he amazing? I mean, I'm as amazed as you are, because you know what? I'm a new Christian. I've just been baptized in water. I've just received the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I spoke in a foreign language, just like the Bible says. And then the Bible says, go out and heal people. Don't listen to the religious denominations of Christianity. That's all rubbish. And that's all religion. True followers of Christ do what Jesus tells us to do. And that's what we're doing. We're just simple, ordinary people, just going out and listening to what Jesus said.
Healing of lames, any kind of, are today performed from simple, normal Christians everywhere. Much more on the streets than by religious pastors in churches. The proof. We have proven for the theme wonders of healing of lame, again the case B, if ancient supernatural healings are also performed by Christians today, was his claim, the Bible is still right and we have a wrong picture of Christianity today. How complete is this proof? Well, the fact is that this movie is only the peak of the iceberg. Such healings happen everywhere, but mostly outside of religious churches. And it is as like with a physicist, when we see one, the existence is proven in general, and we can have a look at them and search them, and we will find them. If this is not complete enough as a proof, take your own proof. Do it like the physicist, and take the existence of supernatural healings as precondition, then you know where you can find them. Let's continue with the journey through the Bible and finding out what kind of supernatural things can happen. Point three is healing without physical contact or laying on of hands. This is described some further on in Acts 5:14. And more than ever believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on coats and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. So they were sure 2,000 years ago that Peter didn't have to lay hands on them, but they could be healed when they were only near enough to this person. Does it happen today? That's a question. Healings today only by having a Christian nearby of those who should be healed. Take your proof by yourself. Have a look at the following two examples of healing of people that are only in the near area of somebody.
Okay, now, before I pray, if you're already 80% or more, wave both hands over your head before we pray. You're 80% or more already, just by the word, stand, wave your hands like this so people can see, and stand up and do it. Because if you can stand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 people already healed. We haven't prayed yet. Now, we're going to pray. In the authority of Jesus' name, we know that by your son's stripes, we are healed. We ask for that release of heaven's virtue based on what Jesus did. God, we come on the basis of covenant. We come on the basis of the blood of Jesus, his stripes. And we come on the basis of the kingdom of God is available to us. And we ask for the release of that kingdom, Lord, even into the toes on the right foot right now in Jesus' name. God, we bless those that are standing in need of prayer. We command pain to leave. We command the body to be able to do what it couldn't. God, we speak into the front part of the left hip in the name of Jesus. Command that pain to leave in Jesus' name. Sciatica to leave in Jesus' name. Full restoration, God, in Jesus' name. Now, check it out. Wave your hands over your head. Thank you, Lord. Can you stand? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One, two, do it again. That last prayer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's less. 11, 12, 13. That's easier. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. All right. Now, we can have her tell it now. Yeah. You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
You're not going to believe this. This is awesome.
In September, I got bucked off of a horse and I broke the left side of my face. I completely shattered it and had reconstructive surgery. And I have 4 plates in my face. And they went in through my gum to put in a plate, and the gum didn't grow over one of the screws. And I've been able to feel with my tongue since September or October, and it's been hurting me, and I can feel it. It's a daily reminder that I broke my face, and that's the second time in 2 years. I've had surgery 4 times in 2 years in my face, and they said they were going to do another surgery in 6 months to remove it if it didn't heal over, and tonight it fell out of my gum.
Yes! Right here. A happy mom right here. Hallelujah.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. I am so excited about my guest. You know what excites me? Is when he plays his violin, miracles erupt. Marriages are restored. People have cosmetic plastic surgery supernaturally. They have dental miracles. The blind see, the deaf hear, and they're sort of like, Georgian, it's almost like an inner healing of yes. all the troubles yes. that people have had. When you play that violin over them,
broken hearts get healed and marriages get restored, and supernaturally, this is the release of the Holy Spirit.
There are so many miracles going on with Georgian, I don't know where to begin. Our viewers would be very upset if you didn't tell me some of the things that happened in Youngstown, Ohio. Especially, tell me about the person with the wrinkles.
Yeah, during the worship, this lady experienced tingling on her face. So she felt the presence of God in many ways and through the years, but she's never felt this kind of a tingling, but so she enjoyed it.
Well, this evening, I have two daughters. They're turning 16 and 14 this summer. And I said, do you guys notice anything different about me? I didn't want to point anything out. I said, just notice anything different? They're like, Mom, you don't have any wrinkles. Where'd they go?
There were so many miracles there, but this is the amazing thing. The name of the city is Youngstown, Ohio. you get that?
Randy Clark has not only shown that healing without prayer and without laying on of hands can happen. This is an official proof, and it's part of his dissertation about the different kinds of supernatural appearances. In his dissertation, he proves quantitatively, by experiments, how these phenomena act. We'd like to have another example of healing without laying on of hands. This does not happen only in churches. It happens in the streets and at the darkest places you can imagine. Like, for example, before the start of a death metal hard rock concert. In this movie, a sheep under wolves starts to be a lion.
Problem with your shoulder, raise your hand. You have a problem with your shoulder? Watch this. Put your hand down. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, for brand new shoulders right now. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you for brand new backs right now, shoulders and necks in the name of Jesus. Right now. Check your shoulder right now. Tell me if it's gone. Check it. I promise, it's gone, right? Is it gone? Gone. Gone. Who else? Wave your hand if it's gone. This ain't no joke,
dude. This is for real.
Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for everybody's back in here that's hurting right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for brand new knees right now. Brand new knees, brand new backs, brand new wrists. Everybody in here to check your body of any kind of pain you had all over right now. Doesn't matter if we called it out or not. Just check it. If it's gone, wave both hands in the air. I thank you for no more migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every neck being loose, shoulder, heart, lungs, hips, kidneys, livers. In Jesus' name, brand new.
I have two questions for you. Question number one. Where is God needed most? In the church? In restaurants? Or among suicidals and people who are in addictions? Question number two. Who from us is bold enough to go onto a stage like that and to do what Todd White did? Next point. You may wonder why Todd White looked like, well, like he looked. He understood another secret from God, and that's described in the Bible. Let's have a look at 1 Corinthians 9:20. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law, but of God under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. That's the point. And that's the reason why Todd White looks like those people he wants to talk to. Let me summarize this part with the question about the proof. We have proven for the theme healing without personal contact or laying on of hands against the case B. And the case B was, if supernatural healing signs and wonder 2000 years ago are also executed or performed by Christians today, then the Bible is still true and we have a wrong picture of Christianity. How complete is this proof? For physicists, as I said, just one new particle, just one black hole is sufficient as a proof. And when we look at the last movie with Randy Clark, there were 11 people healed without any personal contact and even without prayer. And after he prayed from the stage, 19 more people were healed in addition without personal contacts. And at Todd White, it was dozens of people, people who are extremely far away from God. So they are the opposite of believers, who were healed or delivered without any personal contact. And when these proofs are not sufficient, I have another one for you. I was on a conference in 2014 with about 3,500 visitors. And during this conference, about 150 of them were healed, came to the stage and gave testimonies, partly of really strong healings, and nobody of us was touched.